Hi, thank you so much. Yes, time to get started with the good stuff. I've got a piece by Yvonne Hollenbeck called Sorting Time.
That one should be good.
Of course.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us right here in Cherry County and the Valentine area. Where can you find out more information? Well, go to visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org. Either one will tell you about the fabulous museums we have still open this fall, maybe give you some leads on some upland bird hunting at McKelvey National Forest or Valentine Wildlife Refuges, a turkey hunt, a deer hunt, whatever it might be. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And did you know each issue of Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark? Every edition, a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. Steadfast Convention, from their first publication to their latest issue. Make sure you stay in touch. Subscribe today, tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
All right. I've been waiting for this one from Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Oh, we do love Yvonne's work. We have so many amazing poets in our region, don't we? It's called Sorting Time. I was hosting the local ladies club and had the house a looking nice. I'd made the cookies and coffee, but oh my, I looked a fright. I was standing before my bathroom mirror as a little fixin' up had begun when my husband burst into the house and hollered, "Could you help me, hon?" They always call you honey when they need help, don't they though? So I donned my coat and some chore boots and followed him out through the snow. Now the corrals were full of bawling cows, and their calves were bawling too. The only way to communicate was to hand signal to the crew. The men were all a horseback. I'm afoot and on the gate. I have to be real quick to think and must never hesitate. I have to know when to open it and let out one or two and close it quick and hook the latch and not let the wrong one through. Well, the day had started out real good, but that soon was in the past, because tensions rise when sorting cows and tempers flare real fast. Now, back to hubby's signals. I will never understand why in this high-tech world we live in there are no standard signals for the hands. I know the one for the south corral, that's where we pen the bulls. The right arm means the north corral, that's where we put the culls. I turned and saw a bunch of cows a-coming right toward me. Both his arms were waving in the air, and that's all that I could see. I opened up that gate real quick. Those cows were running out. I closed it quick and hooked the latch. That's when I heard him shout, "Why did you let those cattle out? Gads, woman, don't you know? I signaled for you to turn them back, and you let the whole bunch go." I won't repeat what next was said, but that ended my position. I quit my job of help and sort and went back to my kitchen. Well, I did return one signal. It was directed at my loving spouse. It was not a ladylike gesture as I stomped back to the house. We'd cooled down by supper time and our marriage is just fine, but I think I'll cook a batch of gone next spring when it's sorting time. Sorting Time by Yvonne Hollenbeck. Here's something else shared with us by LaVon Weishettle out of Oneida, now currently living in Pierre. Two old guys, 180 and 187, were sitting on their usual park bench one morning. The 87-year-old had just finished his morning jog and wasn't even short of breath. The 80-year-old was amazed at his friend's stamina and asked him what he did to have so much energy. The 87-year-old said, "Well, I eat rye bread every day. It keeps your energy level high and you'll have great stamina with the ladies." So on the way home, the 80-year-old stops at the bakery. As he was looking around, the lady asked if he needed any help. He said, "Do you have any rye bread?" She said, "Yes, there's a whole shelf of it. Would you like some?" He said, "I want 5 loaves. She said, "My goodness, 5 loaves. By the time you get to the 5th loaf, it'll be hard." He replied, "I can't believe it. Everybody in the whole world knows about this but me."
I can't believe you used that. All righty. Okay, I'm not following that. What else?
Thanks a lot. Oh, how about this? A middle-aged man asking the trainer in the gym, "I want to impress that beautiful girl. Which machine should I use?" And the trainer says, "Use the ATM machine outside the gym."
You're kind of on a roll with these old guy things.
I don't know.
I think we better wrap things up.
Okay. Hey,
thanks for listening to your local radio station. I know they appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to The Good Stuff.